I allow my body to sit comfortably. I turn my mind within. I become aware of myself as a tiny point of light sparkling in the center of my forehead. I, the being of light, I am eternal, immortal, imperishable, indivisible, invisible soul. I am the master of my mind, intellect, and sanskaras. I can come into the body whenever I want. I can detach myself whenever I want. I am peace. I am love. I am full of energy. I am Sat Chit Anand, the truth, living and bliss. In this true self-awareness, I am totally inside, enjoying my eternal qualities. In this true self-awareness of being the master of my body, I experience myself becoming very light. Weightless. That I can move away from this body in 1 second. I go beyond this body experiencing myself as a bodiless soul. Floating freely experiencing dead silence. I am a bodiless soul, being beyond and feeling the dead silence. I am pulled upwards like a magnet into the region of golden red light. I am light in the region of golden red light. Experiencing sweet silence, liberation, in this region of golden red light, I connect myself with Shiv Baba, a point of light like me. Shiv Baba, the Sun of Knowledge, is radiating rays of light, rays filled with love and might. I am totally absorbed in the ocean of light. I, the soul, I enjoy these moments being with Baba in my sweet silence home. Light upon light in silence. The rays of God's light and might penetrate deeply within and cleanse the soul. I am going through the purification. I am totally pure, divine. I stay in the soul world with Baba, enjoying the powerful, pure energy now slowly, I bring my thoughts back from the soul world slowly into the world of matter. I see myself in this body, in the center of the forehead, radiating God's love, light and might out into the world. These vibrations reach out to every corner, cleansing every element of matter, I the soul. I remain as a detached observer and letting these vibrations touch each one's heart. I am light. I am peace. I am love. I am light. I am peace. I am love. Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. We all know that as godly students, we study four subjects: Gyan, Yoga, Dharana, and Seva. Each subject has its own importance in Brahmin life. And each subject is very important when we claim 100 marks in each subject. That is what is going to allow us to claim the scholarship, which means to become the beads of the rosary. Today, I am going to take up the subject of Seva. It can be done in four ways. Seva can be done in four ways. One is service through words, explaining knowledge in the form of course, exhibition, lectures, etc., to other souls and bring them close to Baba. Secondly, self-service, serving myself to become a worthy child of Baba. And thirdly, Yajna Seva. Baba has established this Yajna. So we also do Yajna Seva that creates our fortune. And fourth type is Mansa Seva, service through the mind. Since we have become Brahmins, we have been doing all three types of service a lot. Service through words, service through actions, service through the body. Bringing souls close to Baba in different ways. But according to the time, according to the time of the confluence age, as we know, the time is becoming very delicate and time is moving very fast, and we have to reach out to all souls of the world. Everyone must receive God's message. No one should be deprived, left out without the message. Otherwise, they will blame us, they will blame me for not reaching out to them. And that's going to be a very painful experience for me when my own brothers and sisters complain saying, "You knew God, you did not tell us." You know, very painful. So that is why we make sure every soul in every corner of the world receive this message. They follow it up or not, that is up to them. And we know that physically we cannot reach out every part of the world, every soul in every corner. So the only way that will help us to pass this message is through power of thoughts. Right? Because they say the power of thought has such a fast speed. The velocity of the power of thought is so fast, it can even travel faster than the light. And so, according to the present time, we have to master the art of using the power of thoughts to such an extent that it can reach any corner of the world in no time. In other words, I would say that our thoughts should be like laser. You know, the souls in the world these days are very weak. They cannot connect with God directly themselves. They need power. And then with that power, they can help themselves. And so we need to equip ourselves with all powers, all virtues, to such an extent that we are able to become world benefactors. Not only the souls of the world, but also elements of matter needs to be served. And so we have to really serve our mind first. You know, Mansa Seva plays a very important role at this time. Of course, we will continue to do Seva through words, actions, that will continue until the last breath. But importance is now given to the power of thoughts, power of our minds. So first of all, I would like to share with you this morning What are the qualification? How to make your mind qualified to serve others' mind? No, it's a question of serving mind with others' mind. So your mind must be qualified, isn't it? So three things are necessary to make your mind qualified to serve others' mind. Three things are necessary. One is to make the mind free from waste thoughts. Because waste thoughts are like leakage. If there is a leakage in your own mind, your thoughts will not go anywhere. It won't reach anyone. It will get lost right here. So make sure to make your mind qualified. Be free from waste. And secondly, make your heart free from ill feelings, bad feelings for others. Because if I have bad feelings, ill feelings for even one soul on this earth, my thoughts, my feelings will not reach out to anyone. It is like putting a drop of poison in a can of milk. Everything is gone, wasted. And thirdly, very, very important qualification is complete purity. Complete purity of mind is a necessity for serving, through our mind, serving others' mind. So once I have these three qualifications, I am able to have a thought here. It will travel like laser and touch in any corner of the world, anyone, or even elements of matter. So, even in serving through the mind, there are three ways. One is giving sakash, serving through the mind by giving sakash. Second is serving through vibrations. You know, sometimes you don't need to do anything. You create vibration, vibrations will become atmosphere, and atmosphere will keep serving. You know, just like now we see in Pandav Bhavan, we see the vibrations of Brahma Baba's tapasya. Baba did tapasya for so many years, and every particle in Madhuban is filled with his tapasya vibration, and we can even smell it, we can even feel it, that Baba is sustaining us now through those vibrations. So second is vibrations, third is atmosphere. So today I am going to take you into the depth of understanding what is sakash. This morning we will explore on this particular word, sakash. It's a Hindi word, sakash, you know, which means a special current of light and might coming from God directly to the soul. So, first of all, let us understand what is sakash. You know, in English, I was exploring and I came with this word, spiritual radiation. You know, we can just understand nowadays, you know, many operations are done through radiation. They don't need to cut the body. They can burn the cells in the body through radiation. So I don't need to go anywhere else. I can sit in one place, But I can sense Akash, that special rays of current of light and might that can travel like laser to any corner of the world and touch people. So I would like to share you a few more definitions of Sakash. Sakash can be described as a subtle, powerful current of light and might that contains all powers and virtues that refreshes the soul. Not only it empowers the soul, it also refreshes the soul. And secondly, it is God's divine, unconditional, pure feelings of power filled with spiritual love in the form of spiritual energy that emanates from Him in the form of blessing. You know, Sakash stroke blessing, it's two sides of the same coin. So that spiritual energy that radiates from God comes to the soul in the form of blessing. We can also say Sakash is your own spiritual canopy of protection. It is an aura. You know, it's an aura that you create around yourself, and that becomes your protection, which actually can, you know, encircle the whole world. But one thing we should remember, the source of Sakash is God. So unless I am connected accurately in yoga with God, I cannot, you know, cannot emerge from the soul to reach. The source of all Sakash is God, because it is a pure, powerful energy that is transmitted through pure feelings, either through the eyes, if you are in face to face with someone, or through your intellect, if souls are far away from you. So Sakash can be transmitted either through your eyes, if you are personally in front of the person, or through your intellect. So it is definitely more than energy, light, might, but it is a special current filled with all these ingredients. And that is why it works wonders. It has many benefits. So now let us look into what is the power of Sakash, what it does, what the power of Sakash can do. You know, it can transform the attitude of another person. Suppose if someone has a bad attitude towards you, and then you, but if you have created that pure feelings, pure energy within yourself for that person, by forgiving and forgetting, it can transform the attitude of other souls. It can even transform someone who is depressed, giving them a kind of, you know, love, power, confidence, self-respect, and it feels like the person may feel it's like a new life, but they will not know the source. They will only feel it's coming from God. They will not be aware it is coming from you. I don't need to also let them know I am giving. Because one thing you must remember, Mansa Seva if you are thinking you are giving yoga power, you are giving sakash, you are giving light and might, you are not giving. So I have to go beyond giving. Just the being, you know, just like the sun. The sun never thinks that it is giving light, but it is beyond the consciousness of giving. That is why others are receiving. So the moment I begin to think, I am giving yoga donation to that soul, I am giving sakash to this person, it won't reach. But I need to go beyond that. So sakash, the special current that reaches to souls through Baba, because I am connected to Baba, I consider sakash seva as a satellite seva. You know satellite? See, when Bab Dada comes here, you know, when Baba used to come in the sakar form, they used to have a satellite in one of the place. So it is because I was connected with the satellite, from the satellite, the transmission goes to everyone. So you have to make sure your connection is connected to the satellite. That is the source of peace, source of love, source of power. And then it will reach out from Baba to wherever you have the thought to reach. And that this sakash will not know where it is coming from. They just feel it's coming from God. So it is very important that I go beyond the consciousness of giving. And the third power of sakash is actually, you know, souls who are lonely, souls who feel lost hope, disheartened, you can bring back that enthusiasm into souls by sending this energy of God's sakash. And also, a very interesting thing is you can transform an enemy into a friend. You know, because you have so much of purity that melts the impurity of other souls. Now, the third aspect that we need to explore as far as sakash is concerned is how to receive sakash. You know, one is giving sakash. I will come back to that later, what are the qualifications necessary, but how to receive sakash. You know, sometimes the transmitter is transmitting, but the receiver is not in good condition. So it's not receiving, right? It does happen. You know, like now radio station, television station is transmitting music, program. But my receiver, my television or my radio is not a good receiver. So I wouldn't listen properly. So I have to be a good receiver to receive the sakash. Now, like for example, Baba said this morning also, if you practice dead silence, if you are in tune with Baba, Baba give you special sakash, current of light and might to become bodiless. So I have to be a good receiver also, not just a transmitter, you know. So for that, I need to first of all actually make sure, you know, as I said in the beginning, I need to have complete purity. To get sakash, I need to have complete purity and self-realization, totally embodiment of soul consciousness. Not just soul consciousness, not aware I am a soul, but become an embodiment of soul consciousness. Because Baba only looks at the soul. Today also Baba said in the Murli, you know, when Baba don't look at the body, when he gives Akash, he gives Akash to the soul. And if I am in soul consciousness, I will receive the Akash. So that is one. Second thing is, of course, as I said, purity in thought, words, actions and relationship. And thirdly, deep, intense meditation, tapasya. That means to go into the depth of one. You know, when I say tapasya means five things. One is ekvrata. Ekvrata means loyalty with God. Then ekagrata means concentration. Then third, ekantvasi means solitude. Fourth is economy. That means economy of thinking. And then eknami, which means just the remembrance of one. All these five things together is what is called tapasya. You know, it is like being a chaste woman, loyalty, not unadulterated love, unadulterated remembrance. So this is something that allow us to receive the Akash that Baba is sending for us. Otherwise, we miss out. And fourth important thing is there should be no leakage in the mind and intellect. You know, you cannot be having waste thought, and then you cannot be having impure thoughts. You will not be able to receive. Two things cannot happen at the same time. And number five, as the Akash is given and received by the intellect, our intellect has to be very clean and divine. Divine means no duality. Clean intellect, you know. A clean intellect is clear intellect. One Baba and none other. And once I am able to have some of these qualifications, I mentioned about five qualifications, so you become a good receiver. And then you can see the transformation happening. So I just share with you one practical example. You know, we used to have one ancestor soul, Dada Vishwakishore, who was Baba's right hand. So he was very sick. He was in the hospital. And he was in great pain. And he couldn't sleep whole night. And Sakar Baba, Brahma Baba, came to know about it. That Vishwakishore Dada was unable to sleep because of the pain. So Baba woke up whole night and sent him Akash. You know, special loving rays of light and might to that soul. And he was in tune with Baba. That is very important. Baba can send the rays, but then if you are not in tune, you don't catch. So Vishwakishore Dada was very much connected. And he received that special power more than any medicine, and he was able to fall asleep. So next morning, Baba got the news that he was able to sleep well and he is now out of pain. You know, sometimes we like to send Akash to people who are suffering, not only with sickness, any other trouble, you know, no food or any other difficulties they are going through. And so if it is genuine, not out of attachment, but genuine, you are having the thought here, at the same time they will receive. Another experience I remember with Dadi Janki and Sakar Baba. You know, one evening Sakar Baba was conducting meditation in the history hall. This was told. I did not see, but I was told. And suddenly Baba's face start to become little bit pale while giving drishti. Because, you know, then sisters ask, Baba, are you okay? What is happening to you? But, you know, that day he had received the news that Dadi Janki was in Pune and she was going through a very painful time with body ailments. So here Baba was giving sakash to her, drinking all the pain. So when Baba was asked what is happening to Baba said Baba was drinking that Janak's pain, and there Dadi was free from pain. So the cure happened from such a long distance in no time. So that is why sakash works like medicine, more than a medicine. Painkiller, you know, sometimes it is also energizer like glucose. People who don't have energy, they suddenly start feeling energy. But I have to be genuine, you know, it is very, very important. Not out of attachment, because if you do it out of attachment, because of lack of purity, it may not touch souls. So that is very important. So these are the five things that is important to send sakash. Now, suppose if I want to receive, you know, how do I feel when I'm receiving sakash? How do I feel? You know, like sometimes we ask this question. We all remember Baba. That's okay. We know. If Baba remembers me, how do I feel? Anybody has experience? You know, when Baba remembers you, how do you feel? You know, pass over you. And you have to catch it immediately. If you avoid it, you may not get that feeling again. So it is like Baba remembering you. You know, Baba remembering you is like receiving sakash. And you feel like an instant spiritual lift. You know, one is we make effort to go to the seed stage, we go to the bindu stage, step by step. But here, no effort. Instantly, you just feel like you are face to face with Baba. You are lost. And then when I receive sakash, also no labor. No, you don't need to labor for anything. Everything seems to be like somebody else doing it. Not only you feel it, but others can feel it through you, that it is being done by Karan Karavanhar Baba. So no labor involved, only love. That is the sign of sakash also. And then you experience constant success. You know, that is why they say some souls, whenever they put their hand into any action, they say mud changes into gold. So they have that blessings, they have that sakash. Because they keep Karan Karavanhar, invoking Karan Karavanhar in every action they perform. And another interesting experience of receiving sakash is like, you know, you are showered with all powers. instantly, just like a ray of light contains different colors. So when I'm receiving Sakash, you feel like you are receiving kind of shower of powers. You know, like you become an embodiment of power without making effort. So it is like becoming master almighty authority instantly, and you feel that not only powers and virtues, but you feel all the nutrients that is required for my existence. It is like being filled. You know, you just become like not only full, but you become like a what they call waterfall, you know, overflowing. So others start to receive from you without you knowing that you are giving. So it's a wonderful experience where, you know, I have not made any effort. I just connect genuinely with Baba, and I just have this pure wish, you know, that all the souls in the world, they must receive God's message. All the souls in the world must receive this inheritance from Baba. You know, genuine feeling, all the sorrow, suffering of the souls should be removed, and they should return to their comfort. So as a result of that act of charity, I am flooded with God's energy, no? And of course, when people will tell you, oh, I got so much of energy, yoga power from you, I don't accept it, I gave, because I did not give. It was coming from God and they received. I was only a channel. You know, in Sakash, this is your experience. You are a channel. The one who is giving, the one who is receiving is separate. Yeah? So you are only a channel. And because you become a channel, you also get some benefit. We used to tell Dadi Gulzar, you know, she is the only one soul who never meet Baba face to face. We all get a chance. When Avyak Babdada comes in Dadi Gulzar's body, we get a chance. But she never get a chance to meet Baba. But she gets so much of Sakash. You know, when Baba uses her body for so many hours, he leaves his Sakash in her body, energy, God's light, God's might, that lost for many hours. So that experience nobody else can have. So that is why you see Dadi Gulzar used to sit for 10 hours, 12 hours in one position without moving. And when Bab Dada leaves, she will just get up as if she got up from the sleep and walking. As if nothing, but so much of energy, you know. So it is actually something that we need to experience. God's powers, virtues, all the nutrients that is necessary. So it's like a sustenance for the soul. And of course, you are able to transform your deep-rooted sanskaras with God's Sakash. You know, it penetrates the subconscious mind, deep subconscious mind, to such an extent that it melts the seed of the sanskara. So that is why yoga, fire, volcanic yoga and Sakash, they are connected. When I have volcanic yoga, you know, that means yoga in the form of fire. That means I am totally embraced in love of one. I receive direct Sakash from God. So it's a double fire that melts the sanskaras of the soul. So I cannot ask Baba to give me sakash, but I have to make my intellect, my mind, you know, qualified to receive that sakash. So again, if I want to describe sakash, I would say it has the unlimited healing attributes. Unlimited healing attributes. It heals. You know, that is why when someone was hurt, say, by you, due to some reason, unconsciously, subconsciously, or consciously, we have hurted someone, we have given sorrow to someone, sakash can heal, you know, because it has healing property. Because it has God's quality of forgiveness. But first of all, I have to forget. Forget, and then you can heal others' pain through your sakash, God's sakash. So this is something very interesting. You know, transforming the sanskaras of others, healing energy sakash has. And also, one important attention I have to keep in order to continue to receive God's sakash is no influence. You know, my intellect should not be infected. If your intellect has infection, it cannot receive sakash, it cannot give sakash. So just make sure in this Brahmin life, my intellect is not infected. Infection comes to the intellect in three ways. One is doubt. Any form of doubt is an infection of the intellect. And that is why it gets destroyed. And second infection comes in the form of manmat and parmat. Because dictates of the mind and dictates of others. That is why Baba emphasizes so much that must follow Srimat. When the intellect constantly follows Srimad, it is clean and clear, no infection. When intellect has faith, complete faith, it can catch sakash. And a very important infection that comes to the intellect is to get impressed and try to impress others. You know, when I have this sanskara of getting impressed by others, what it means to be getting impressed means I lose my self-respect and I consider that person as everything to me. I forget Baba in between. So that is why Baba teaches us, if you want to receive and give sakash, don't get impressed and don't impress others. That is an aspect of purity. You can appreciate others, you can acknowledge others, but not get impressed. So I would say very much that, you know, take care of your intellect. It is the instrument to receive sakash and to give sakash. If the intellect is infected, you know, nothing works. Huh? No matter how much effort you make, it doesn't work. That is why it is very important that we have a holy swan intellect. Only pick up the good, not become a vacuum cleaner. What does the vacuum cleaner does? It only picks up all the rubbish, so it cannot hold anymore. Now, as I said in the beginning, Sakash can be given through the eyes to the closed souls, those who are in front of us. So, Drishti plays a very important role when you are face to face with someone. To give Sakash, to give, you know, connect with Baba and let Baba give that rays of light and might. So one experiment, we will do it this evening. If there is a soul whom you want to give Sakash, first of all, you go to Baba and you connect yourself with Baba and then bring the soul in front of Baba. And let Baba's energy fall on the soul. So I don't come in between. I only connect myself and connect that soul to Baba. So at the end of the day, that soul will feel, I got so much energy from Baba today. Through you may be giving drishti, but they would not see your drishti. They will see Baba through your drishti. That is what Baba means, that, you know, keep Baba merged in your eyes. So when others see you through your eyes, they don't see you, but they see Baba. And they receive that special rays of light and might. So that is why I have to go beyond all limitations. You know, because at that time the intellect act like a reflector or absorber. So if I have any defect of that person or if I'm impressed, it doesn't work. So drishti plays a very important role when we are face to face but for giving Sakash and receiving. But many times we are not facing the whole world physically, so our Sakash Seva is through our intellect, the power of thoughts, right? Whether it is sorrowful souls, whether it is devotee souls, whether they are scientists, whether they are Brahmin souls who are suffering, whatever, it is through the intellect. So either we adopt our angelic form, because we cannot take this Brahmin form to give Sakash to distant souls. So we have to practice more being in our angelic form. The more we are in the angelic form, the subtle form of light, the easier and faster to reach out to give Sakash to the souls of the world. That is why Baba has been telling us, you know, in Hindi we call it as antarvahak sharir, which means the subtle body within. That is our angelic form. So through our angelic form, subtle body of light, we can travel anywhere. And we can be present in front of anyone and share this God's light and might. So we need to practice being more in the angelic stage, more in the angelic form to give Sakash to the distant souls. Now we will experiment this evening, like, you know, some souls we have to go to them, and other souls actually we have to send the Sakash through our thoughts. So, you know, it's so much important for us to embrace the whole world as our family. Doesn't matter who they are, where they are, but they belong to one family, including the elements of matter. You know, many times Baba says you have to give sakash to even elements, because then only they will serve you in golden age. Now they are troubling because we have misused them, abused them. But when we send sakash, that means give attention, appreciate them, acknowledge them, they feel that attention, that love. So when they receive that positive energy from us, then they start returning in the form of serving us. That means working together in harmony. That's why in golden age, there is harmony everywhere between man and man and man and animal, man and nature. There is totally harmony, because we have served them now through our sakash. We can't give 7 days course to them. More than anything else, to give sakash, we need to have accumulation of power of silence, accumulation of power of pure thoughts, accumulation of power of pure thoughts, accumulation of power of silence. Now, how do you accumulate the power of pure thoughts, reservoir of pure thoughts? The source is Murli. That is why lot of importance is given to Murli. Because when you listen to the Murli, read the Murli, study the Murli, you will transform Murli into pure energy in your reservoir. So you will not run out of pure energy. No matter how many souls and how long you keep sharing that pure energy. So I have to make sure, I know, I don't miss any Murli. I don't, not just listening, but studying the Murli and having inculcation, so I store pure energy and power of silence. No, silence is the best energy that can travel very faster. Silence means silence of the mind, not silence of the lips. So the power of silence can work wonders. That's why Baba says at the end, there will be kind of war between science and silence. And finally, the silence will win over science. Because silence, all new inventions happens in silence. So we need to increase our power of silence. See, silence can also be practiced on 4 levels. Dadi Janki always used to say, you have to start first of all by being quiet. Quiet is of the mouth. When I don't talk too much, I am quiet. Then peace in the mind. When I only think positive thought, you know, that is peace. It's a positive state of mind. From peace, then it has to become silence. So silence means concentrated pure thoughts. Peace is only positive state of mind. But silence is concentrated pure thoughts. Then in silence, there are 3 types. Dead silence, sweet silence, and supreme silence. So dead silence, as Baba said today, comes from bodiless stage. Dead silence means bodiless. When you die, for you, the whole world is dead. Dead silence. Then sweet silence is of the soul world, liberation. where you are totally liberated from all kinds of bondages, liberation, then supreme silence is liberation in life, which means peace and happiness combined. That is why in golden age, they have supreme silence. Not just silence, but in action, they experience happiness. So the more silence we accumulate in this Brahmin life, the more easy for us to serve through Sakash. Sakash don't have any words, right? It's only vibrations. It's only vibrations. It's only thoughts. So that is why we have to really make sure we save thoughts, we don't spend thoughts. See, Mohini Ben was saying one day, you see, thoughts are inevitable. You cannot stop thoughts, right? But thinking is optional. Write it down and churn over it. Thinking is optional. Either you have to think positive, negative ways, that is your choice. And if you really want to become expert in Sakash Seva, you have to save thoughts. That means have pure positive thoughts so that it's being stored. So when you have enough stock of pure positive thoughts, then only you can have good thinking for yourself and good wishes for others. That is one way of serving, through Sakash. You don't do anything. Just have good wishes and good thinking. Your good thinking for the self and good wishes for others. So you are serving yourself and you are serving others also. But for that, I need to have the stock, you know. And then the highest form of Sakash Seva is to become tower, tower of silence. You know, like we have tower of peace, tower of knowledge in Madhuban. Brahma Baba became the tower. Tower means the highest, the peak. That means my thoughts are elevated. When my thoughts are elevated, I am like the tower. You know, highest stage and silence. So it is like being in a with the satellite, connected with the satellite. It will reach out to the whole world in no second. And if my stage is powerful, it can be audio-visual also. Not just audio, but it can be visual also. You know? So they can see the person and they can also hear. That's how in the beginning, when Brahma Baba became instrument, Shri Baba came into the body of Brahma Baba, there was no newspaper advertisement. There was nothing to make a propaganda that God has come. So how people came to know about it? Through visions. Through Sakash. Because sitting at home, they got the message, come to me. I have come into the body of Brahma Baba. Many of them had visions and dreams and, you know, even in Sakar form they saw. That is how they came. So many times in Sakar Murli's Baba also says, what happened in the beginning, that will happen again at the end. So that is why we need to become an incarnation of economy, in one word, to serve through Sakash. Save more, spend less. Now what we are doing, spending more, saving less. Our account is sometimes overdraft, not enough power for ourselves. So how can we give others? So this is why this time from Madhuban, you can take this gift to become an incarnation of economy. Think little, speak little, you know, do more. What you mean? Think little, speak little, and do more. What it means that do what you say, do what you think. That is called doing more. So automatically that is called success. You do what you think, that is called success. Otherwise, sometimes we say, oh, I thought about so many things, nothing happened. Because your thoughts don't have power. So from today, you begin to realize the power of thoughts, what it can do. What it can do, you know, one atom, according to science, can become instrument to destroy so many things. So one thought in the Atma, it's like an atom bomb, isn't it? So that one thought can travel anywhere and cause such kind of transformation in souls, including elements of matter. We are not using it, that's the thing. You know, we are using only 10%, as the psychologists say, of the mind energy. Others are being wasted. So Baba keeps telling us, Baba keeps warning us, you know, don't see others, don't talk about others, don't have waste of time. So we have to be a little bit more attentive to follow those directions. So we save a lot of energy. We save a lot of time. And so even though you may not get 1 hour, 2 hours, you know, to sit in meditation, even 5 minutes, 10 minutes, few minutes, make it a habit. So then you will train and discipline your mind, and then you are able to discipline your thoughts. You know, this is some short explanation about going into the depth of understanding Sakash. Sakash has Prakash. Prakash means light, might, combined together. It's like being lighthouse and being a might house combined. So it has energy and light. So it makes souls knowledgeful and powerful, both together. So in that way, you are actually making, you know, just like Baba says, you become the stick for the blind. So you are able to show the path through your power of Sakash to many souls to go to their destination. And so they will be so grateful, so thankful to you. Yeah? Is that clear? So now we'll have some time for question answer. So if anybody has any question regarding what I have shared so far, you're most welcome. So we can have some sharing. Yeah? So anybody has any question? Yes, you have to come in the front to speak on the mic. Yeah, so that your question can be heard for translation. Yeah. Think about it, because this evening we will only have experience. This is experimentation. Yeah. Please come forward. You introduce yourself, your name, where you are from, and then the question.
Sure. Hi, my name is Palak Doshi. I'm from the U.S. and New Jersey. I'm here with a few people from our center. My question is, as you go through all of the steps you said are needed for the power of Sakash, how do you know you're making incremental progress? What are the signs?
It's a good question. You know, wow, when I am making progress, first of all, I feel I am in the flying stage. You experience yourself, not in the walking stage. You know, in Brahmin life, there are four stages: walking, running, jumping, and flying. So when you are receiving Sakash in the form of blessings and also giving, you yourself feel that you are like an angel, you know, a living angel, you know, and in the flying stage. Like what we saw Dadis in the last stages, Dadi Prakashmani, Dadi Janki, and now Radhi Pratan Mohini, you know, they are just like image, living image. And in the flying stage, and you feel like you are constantly emitting, you know, giving. There is no desire to take, receive from anyone. It's data stage, bestower stage, like a master. You are on the unlimited. There is no limitation. There is no more limited conscious, like my center, my family, my student, my area, all dissolved. You go on the unlimited. So when you see some of these signs, you can understand that, you know, you are on the right track. Okay? Okay, next one. The mic is here, yeah.
I'm Shanti.
Introduce yourself first.
My name is Sheila. I'm an online student with London, based in Germany and Indonesia. And my question is, when we want to send Sakash to Lokiks, you mentioned in order to receive Sakash, we need purity and so on. So Lokiks are not pure either. So How can we send them Sakash?
No, to give Sakash you need purity. Yeah. But for receiving, not necessary, because we are giving to Laukik people only. Sorrowful souls, sick souls, devotees. They are not practicing any principle, yeah. You know.
Okay, okay.
But they have bhavna only. They have that feeling. So we don't expect them to follow purity, but my transmitter should be clean.
Okay.
So my vibration can go through. If you have attachment to your Laukiks because they belong to your bodily relation, you want to give, it won't work. I have to go beyond Laukik, you know, because then it will block your vibration. So I have to go on the unlimited. For me, the whole world is my family. So they are also part of it, you know. So in that way, I would not stop the energy flowing. This is very important. When I feel like my family should come to knowledge, my family members should get well. But there are so many people suffering in the world. They are also my family, right? So when I am having that unlimited vision, unlimited feelings, it will reach out to whoever is in need. They will catch. Whoever is in need, they will catch.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Anybody else?
Om Shanti. I'm Bini from UK. Sister Meera, this is more of a recent experience that I'm having. So when I'm in meditation, I'm sending Sakash, and I've encountered that we tend to, because if you're at a good stage, you encounter with certain, like, you know, you tend to attract unwanted souls. And I notice that my energy is being drained because of that. So how can we stop that?
See, every time we sit in meditation, don't start with this aim, I want to give Sakash. It should happen naturally. First you connect, you receive from Baba. First you have to connect and get from Baba. You should be full. And then you are on the unlimited. Then automatically whoever is in need, they receive. If I am in the limited consciousness, as I said, I am thinking, I am giving, so I get caught up in all these things. Unwanted souls disturbing, you know, this and that. But if I am genuine and I am on the unlimited, nothing of this sort will disturb you. And so don't always think that, you know, whenever you sit in meditation, I am giving sakash. It should be natural. See, when you are full, you will overflow. The vibrations will reach souls. You just have a thought, you know, and it reaches. It doesn't take much time. Because purity is like laser. You know, laser travels faster. Because one thing you need to remember, this world is full of negativity. For your vibration to cross this negative atmosphere and to reach out there, it's not an ordinary effort. So your thoughts has to be so genuine and it should be pure. So don't always start thinking I'm giving sakash, but you reach to the stage in which you are in the soul world with Baba and you are connected with Baba. So you are with the satellite. And from the satellite it will reach out to whoever is in need. I don't even have to think. But in the beginning, when you really, like third Sunday, we have World Meditation Hour that we are doing for the world. So we create a theme. Okay, today I am going to serve the devotee souls, or I am going to serve five elements of matter. So you visualize that for a minute and then merge that scene. And then you go on the unlimited with Baba and then let Baba do the sakash seva. And let others receive God's light and God's might that heals, that cures, that makes them empowered, empowerment happens, everything happens. So when I am on that unlimited stage, these disturbances don't happen. But because I am get caught up, I am giving, you know, and I am giving to particular souls with whom I am attached to. So that is when you get caught up in all these unnecessary things. So go beyond. Be on the unlimited with the satellite and transmission will happen very easily.
Shanti, my name is Nazanin. I'm from U.S. and Iran. I was wondering, Baba, the Almighty Authority, why does he need us to give sakash? Because he is the source. So he can do sakash. I mean, what I mean is that, why does he need my support do the sakash? Can he do it himself?
No, he need instruments, right? Because there is the electric, there is a powerhouse. But powerhouse needs circuits to pass on the current to different places on different levels. You know, it's a current only, power, but power can be transmitted in different ways. And it can be used in different ways according to the need. So that is why Baba needs instruments. You know, that's why he came into the body of Brahma. He could have spoken knowledge from Parandam. He is ocean of knowledge. But Baba says, I am not teaching you through inspiration. I am a teacher. I have to come down into the physical world, in the physical body and speak the knowledge, isn't it?
Yes, but Baba needs us as instrument to give the knowledge with words to the humanity. and be examples. But Sakash is just is power, it's energy, it's vibration. It comes from the powerhouse. Why does it? I don't understand why it has to come from me. It has to go through me in order to go to the world. Can't Baba? The question is it possible for Baba to give Sakash to the world, even without us?
No, it's not possible. That is why he created us, Brahmins, angels. See, angels are not God. Angels are not human beings. But they are instrument to God to give God's message. So God also needed angels to pass the message, not through words. It's angels give God's message in silence. See, wherever there is need, angels like guardians, they appear, and once the task is over, they disappear. So that is why God created angels. It is through them that God's energy can pass through.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. You know, we can also give Sakash through our stage. We may not be meditating. We may be just performing action. You know, we are performing actions, either laukik or seva. But if I have maintained unshakable, stable stage, my stage can give Sakash to others, in the sense that it becomes a source of inspiration for others. So you can give Sakash through your stage. So that is why we have to take care of our stage, which is very, very important. You know, we need to have a stable, powerful stage. And stage is always connected with awareness. Whatever is your awareness, that is going to be your stage. So if I want to give Sakash through my stage, I have to become an embodiment of self-awareness, not just awareness. Samarth Swarup, Samarth Sthiti, powerful stage, then every action of yours can give Sakash. See, Brahma Baba gave Sakash to the family even through his action, silent word, no words. So our attitude, our stage can give Sakash without speaking a single word. So that is why Baba says that to become a Brahmin means to be a hero actor. To be a Brahmin means to be on the world drama stage. So I need to have so much of attention that the whole world is watching me. Every thought I have, every attitude I have, it is going to affect the whole world. You know, it is like ripple. One thought of mine can create such a ripple. It can reach out anywhere. So that is why, as Baba said today, we should not be ordinary at all. We should be special, spiritual, alaukik, subtle, avyakt, so that every thought of ours, every word, every action give Sakash. Sakash means special energy, special inspiration, special power to the souls who have lost hope. You know, and then as a return of that, you will get blessings. And how do you know you have received blessings in the form of Sakash? Two words will be not existing in your life: difficulty and burden. You would never use the word, these two words, if you have filled your intellect, your apron with blessings and Sakash. Nothing is difficult. Everything is possible. And nothing is a burden. So that is angel, you know. So that is how. we have to let go of this orb of five elements, practice more being beyond, so that we can move around with our subtle body of light available to the souls wherever, whenever they need. And like God, they feel they got what they want, and before applaud, the angels disappear. So that is our role according to the present time, right? So we are in transition now. We were Brahmins, we are going to become deities, but now we are in transit. So the transit stage is angel. Angels are giving, all the time giving, giving, giving. Whoever receives what they want, they will bless you. That's it, right? So take this experience with you, think about it. So this evening we will have more meditation on each. There are many ways of giving sakash. We will talk about it in the evening. Okay? So we start at 5:30, not at 5. 5:30 to 6 meditation, 6 to 7:30. Okay? So you can be here by 5:30 for half an hour meditation. Okay, so we will conclude the session now with 3 minutes meditation in total silence. So you can just reflect and experience yourself to be double light, light in the body of light, in the vehicle of body of light, and you are in the aura of light, and you are able to reach to the subtle region in a second, and you leave that body of light in the subtle region and you go to the soul world as a point of light. So 1 second corporeal, 1 second subtle, 1 second incorporeal. See if you can change your dress in a second without much difficulty. And experience, when you change your dress, your address also change. So your place of residence also change with your dress change. So move from the corporeal to the subtle to the incorporeal. Enjoy 3 experiences, 3 types of silence. Silence in the soul world is different. Silence in the angelic region is different. Silence in the corporeal world is different. So taste all 3 types of silence in silence.